Perhaps some of you may recall a Channel 13 documentary program of some months ago called Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? It was a study of the practice of blacklisting, which in effect prevented some artists and writers from appearing on television or in the movies. One such artist whom we presented on our program and who up to that time had not yet broken back into commercial television after 15 years was folk singer Pete Seeger. But since that time, an opportunity did arise. Yet Seeger, his first appearance last Sunday on CBS's The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, has provoked charges of censorship, as reported in this morning's New York Times. The incident purportedly involves the sixth verse of a song that was deleted from the final version of the program. And the song is Seeger's most recent hit, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. The verse goes, "Now every time I read the papers, that old feeling comes on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool says to push on." Mr. Seeger, do you yourself feel waist deep in the big muddy today?
Oh, no. No more than anybody else.
You must have been surprised when you saw the story in the papers this morning about your television appearance.
Well, I was surprised and disturbed and dispatched a telegram to CBS denying the headline. I feel it was a very incorrect headline.
Well, tell us in what way. Tell us what really happened, in your view.
Well, first of all, the headline says, Seeger accuses CBS. It's not true. I was sitting at home, and a reporter calls up and said, are the rumors true that there was a song you wanted to sing, which CBS didn't let you sing? And after some prodding, I confirmed that the rumor was true, although I was reluctant just to make a big issue out of it right away. After all, I was very glad I did get on TV, and I was very happy about the songs I was allowed to sing.
Well, let me ask you this. The implication, and there seems to be a contradiction here, the implication of what you say is that CBS consciously removed that song from
well,
the show.
Well, this is true, yeah.
Now, the CBS spokesman was quoted as having said that the segment that you pre-taped was edited for time and for balance and was brought down to 10 minutes, yeah. And this song was not chosen particularly.
Well, the song is not a funny song. And maybe they thought, since it's a comedy show, it didn't belong on. It's a rather somber story of a batch of soldiers back in 1942 who are told during maneuvers that they must cross a muddy stream. And the sergeant remonstrates, says, with all his equipment, these men won't be able to swim, and how do you know how deep it is? And the captain says, go on, don't be a nervous Nelly. I'll lead you, follow me. And the captain, suddenly, his helmet floats by. The sergeant says, turn around. The men just escape drowning themselves, and then they strip and dive and recover the captain's body. And the only contemporary significance is that the final verse of the song says, now every time I read the paper, that old feeling comes on. We're waist deep in the big muddy.
Well, was this the verse that was supposedly objectionable?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know so, because nobody official ever talked to me. I always heard through others. I would like to say this, that the people on the Smothers Brothers show couldn't have been nicer to me. They were really wonderful. From the stars to the producers and directors and the writers, for over 5 days we tried various things. And we had what we thought was the strongest possible selection of songs, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, as I usually sing. But this new song got cut out.
Well, let me ask you this. When you cut such a program on tape, you work with the producer of the program, then the program is submitted to CBS or to NBC and
as I
reviewed.
Understand it, well, you know, you should ask somebody else. I'm a real greenhorn in the TV field. I haven't done that much work in it. But as I understand it, the Smothers Brothers and their producers put together the show like they want to, and then hand it over to CBS, and CBS puts it on the air. Now, in order to avoid last-minute complications, they don't want at the last minute CBS to say, hold on, we don't think something should go on. It's something you said is libelous, and we're going to get sued, or something is in bad taste, and we don't want the air. In order to avoid that misunderstanding, some representative of CBS sits in on the final rehearsals and taping so that they can let the Smothers Brothers know. I think that's the way it works. But as I say, I'm no expert and I may be wrong.
But after you taped this show, then those songs were deleted.
Yeah, that's right. I understand this happened once last year. They had a great skit by Elaine May, which made fun of the whole idea of censorship. Something about the censor reading a script, and he said, my heart beats in my breast. Cut out that word breast. I better say wrist. My heart beats in my wrist.
That, yes.
And the Smothers Brothers insisted upon putting that skit into the show because it was a great skit, they thought, and they were darned if they were going to cut it. Well, it ended up it was cut by CBS, and I'm not sure if this is positive, but I think next week they had another gag about it, saying, last week we had a great script to show you, and now we can show it to you, and they held up a piece of paper. Ha ha, isn't that funny? Ha ha.
Yes. Well, I've always wondered, do you, the performer, select the songs that you want to sing in a particular act, whether it be on television?
I've always done this. No matter who I sing for, rich or poor, black, white, red, or yellow, I've always felt that it doesn't matter where I sang as long as I have control over what I'm going to sing. It's like if you're going to say something. A person going to speak would say, I feel that what I say is true, so I don't care who I'm going to speak it to. I'll say it wherever I think it's appropriate to say it. And sure, I don't sing the exact same songs in a bar room that I'll sing in church, or won't sing the same songs to put children to sleep as I would to get some people dancing.
Well, as a television performer hired by a producer, doesn't the producer have the right in hiring someone to say, I'd like you to sing this, this, and this?
Could, yes. But actually, before I went out there, I called up the producer, who is an old acquaintance of mine. I'd known him in Canada doing some CBC shows. Said, is it all right if I do one old American folk song and one new song I've written called Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, and the Big Fool Says to Push On. He listened to this record, said, fine. So I went out. I thought we were all agreed. And it was only after we got out there that we found that somebody in CBS, I don't know who, decided that it wasn't proper. I think this is, I was surprised by it because it's one thing to censor blue material, perhaps. It's another thing to decide that something is perhaps controversial.
You think this was censored because of an implied criticism of the Vietnam War today?
Probably so, although the song doesn't mention Vietnam at
CBS
all.
Certainly has carried sufficient editorials that criticize the war.
Maybe they want to be in charge of their own editorials, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll sing the song some other time. Actually, I like to put it in the context of a whole batch of soldier songs. Soldier songs are fascinating. You know, some of the greatest songs in the world. Sometimes you can't sing them in polite company, but on Channel 13 next week, I'm going to do a batch of them. Some out of American history, some out of recent history, and maybe I'll put this one in too.
Yes. Well, Pete Seeger, thank you very much for visiting with us today.